Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and for Le'ilu Nishmas Maris Esther Basrik Shmuel, Aram and Yaakov Shachna, Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. It says in the Torah, Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Sefer Bereishis, V'anocha She'arim L'kol Chayis HaSadeh, Asher asa Hashem Elokim ve'omer el Isha Af ki amar Elokim lo sochlu mikol eitz hagan. The snake was more cunning than all the animals in the field that God had made, and he said to the woman, even though God said don't eat from all the trees of the garden, Rashi explains, Shema Amar Lechem, maybe God said to you, Lo Sochlu, etc. Ve'afal Pishara, Osam Ochem Mishar Peros, Hirba Lehadvarim, Kadesha Tishivenu, Viavi, Viavo, Ledaber, Ba'oso Ha'etz. So, even though he saw them eating from the other fruits, so what is he saying to them? God said not to eat from all the fruits. He was talking a lot of words to her in order that she should respond to him and come to speak about that tree, about the eitz, hadas, tov, vera. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. So, first of all, we have to understand the etzem inyan here, what's going on. Just like this question is a reason that she should answer. If he speaks about all the trees, then eventually they'll get to the Eitz Hadas. But for the same reason, he could have asked her about the Eitz Hadas. So why do we need this Hakdama, this preface, asks Mori V'Rabbi, Hagon HaGadol V'Dor Tzak Man Zatzal, upon whose Torah we are basing this Shi'ur. Why does he have to ask her specifically about all the Eitzim in order to get to the Eitz Hadas, when he could have just asked her directly about the Eitz Hadas? Why do we need this Hakdama of, even though God said from all the trees you could eat, all the trees you can't eat? Why do you need that? Just go straight to the Eitz Hadas. We also have to understand what Rashi says, that when he saw them eating, he had to have seen them eating, because otherwise what were they eating? So obviously they were eating from the other trees. So if so, from the fact that they're eating from the other trees, Chav is going to understand that the snake is speaking shtuyot. The snake is speaking divrei havai, is speaking nonsense. Because the nachash knows that they are eating from all the trees of the garden. He knows they're eating from the other trees. So Mapitom, the Nachash is saying, that God said, Lo sochlu mikol eitz hagan. Nonsense. So how is this going to be a reason to get into a conversation in order that she should answer about the eitz hadas, like Rashi says? So what's this nonsensical opening of the Nachash, of God saying you can't eat from all the trees? He sees them eating, and they saw him seeing them eating, so therefore pashut that they know that it's nonsense. So what's this a reason to get into a conversation of saying utter nonsense? We also have to understand that it says in the pasuk, af ki amar Elokim, even though God said don't eat from all the trees of the garden, from which we see that there is another amira, and that is about that tree. And the question is, did he say this on all the trees of the garden? Because what did Rashi say afki means? Maybe God said afki amar Elokim lo sochlu mikol eitz hagan. Maybe God said, Shema amar lechem, maybe God said to you, don't eat from all the trees of the garden, which would imply that this is a maybe, but about another tree, there's a definite. And what's that tree? That's the Eitz Hadas. About that, there's a definite no. This is a maybe. But about another tree, there's a definite. And that's the Eitz Hadas. But if that's true, that there's a definite about the Eitz Hadas, then why is there a maybe about all the trees of the garden that you can't eat from? If God said you can't eat from all the trees of the garden, that includes the Eitz Hadas. So if the assumption is, the unstated, unspoken assumption of this question, of the question of Nachash is, that there is a no-no about the Eitz Hadas, and he's just asking, maybe there's a no-no about all the trees in the garden, that's itself contradictory. Because if there's a no-no that he's asking about all the trees in the garden, then there would be no specific no-no about the Eitz Hadas. Because all the trees in the garden includes the Eitz Hadas. So if it's a given that there's a no-no about the Eitz Hadas, that also necessitates that there isn't a no-no about all the trees in the garden. So what's the question? Afki Amar Elokim, maybe God said about all the trees in the garden you can't eat? No! If you're assuming that he said specially about the Eitz Hadas, maybe about the other trees. Eitz Hadas we know is no good. But the other trees, maybe the other trees he also said are no good, not pitom. Then if God said that all the trees in the garden are not permitted to be eaten from, then that includes the Eitz Hadas, then there'd be no need to say specifically about the Eitz Hadas. From the fact that we're assuming, that the Nachash is assuming, that the Eitz Hadas is forbidden, he's asking about all the other trees, it must be that all the trees are permitted. Because if all the trees are forbidden, then that would include the Eitz Hadas. You wouldn't need a special prohibition for the Eitz Hadas. But the assumption of the question is that there is a special prohibition for the Eitz Hadas. So it must be that all the other trees are permitted. So what's his question, Bechlau? And also we have to understand that it says the Nachash was Arum, Mikol Chayis Yisod. He was the most cunning of all the animals. So first of all, like the Or Chaim asks, why does the Pasuk tell us this? Also, this isn't Chachma. This is Rishus. This is just evil, what the Nachash is doing. So where's the Chachma here? So why is the Pasuk telling us about his cunning, his connivingness? Number one. And number two, where do you see here that he's cunning and conniving? You just see that he's a bad dude. Moreover, we have to understand Pesukim Beis and Gimel. Vatomer Isha El HaNachash, the woman says to the snake, Mipriei Tagan Nochal. Nochal. We're allowed to eat from the fruits of the tree of the garden. Umipri ha'etz asher besoch hagan amar Elokim lo sochlu mimenu velo sig'u bo pen temusun. And from the fruits of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, that is within the garden, God said, don't eat from it and don't touch it lest you die. Interesting. Here we start talking about the pri ha'etz, mi pri etz hagan ucha, and also mi pri etz hagan asher b'soch hagan, talking about the fruits of the tree. Whereas in the whole parsha, we are not talking about the pri ha'etz, but rather on eating from the tree, like it says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, umi etz hadas tovara lo soch al mimenu. It doesn't say pri etz hadas; it says from the etz hadas. And also here in Pasuk Aleph, B'divrei HaNachash, he talks about Mikol Eitz Hagan, and not Mikol Pri Eitz Hagan. So why sometimes Eitz had just the fruit, the wood, the tree, and sometimes we talk about the Pri, about the fruits. Later on also, Vayomer Pasgir Aleph, Mi Yigid Lecha Ki Ara Mata, Hamin HaEitz Asher Tzibisicha, Lebilti Yachom Imenu Achalta. So here we're talking Klapei HaEitz. So why here are we talking about the Pri HaEitz and not Klapei HaEitz? That the woman answers, no, we're not allowed to eat me Pri. We're allowed to eat me Pri HaEitz HaGan. But from the Pri HaEitz Asher B'Soch HaGan, we're not allowed to eat. Normally we're talking with just the eights, and how we're here she throws in the pre fruits. As יש לנו כמה וכמה שאלות נכבדות להתמודד איתן, and that ברצות Hashem דרכנו, we will see niflos mitaras Hashem. We'll start with the Ramban. Earlier on, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, Bebir Inyan Eitz Hadas V'Achilaso, that brings one to Yediyas Tov V'Ra. Zokt the Ramban, V'Hanoch V'Hayofe Be'Einai, what looks good in my eyes, the explanation that I like is, Ki Adam Hayose B'Tivo Masheroi Lasis Gefiat Holodos, Kasher Yasu HaShemayim B'Chol Tzvam Po'alei Emes Shepulasem Emes, V'Lo Yishanu Es Tafkidam, ואין להם במעשיהם אהבה ושנאה, ופרי האילן הזה היה מוליד הרצון והחפץ שיבחרו אוכליו בדבר ובהפכו לטוב. ולכן נקרא עץ הדס טוב ורע, כי הדס יאמר בלשוננו על הרצון, כלשונם לא שנו אלא שדעתו לחזור ושדעתו לבנוסו. לשון הכסוב, מה אדם בתדעיו, תחפוץ ותרצה בו, כי ידעתיך בשם בחרתיך מכל האדמה. וכן מאמר ברזילי, העידה בין טוב לרע. שבד ממנו כוח הרעיון, לא היה בוחר בדבר, ולא קץ בו, ואוכל מבלי שידע משומע מבלי שיתענג בשיר. והנה בעיס הזוס לא היה בין איש ואישתו התש משלטיבה, אבל בעיס ההולדה יסחברו ויולידו. ולכן, היו העברים כולם ביניהם כפנים, הידיים ולא יסבוששו מהם בהם. והנה אחרי אוכלם מן העץ, היסה בידו הבחירה וברצונו להרע ולהיטיב בין לו בין לאחרים, וזו מידס אלוקים מצד אחד, ורע לאדם ביוס לא בא יצר וטייבה. כאין זה הרמב״ם במור נבוכים בחלק א' פרק בייס. What does this mean? What this means is that originally man would just do naturally what was right, like nature. Layashanu es tafkida. You just do what's right. There's no abba, there's no sinna. I like this, I don't like that. And the fruit of the tree gave them a ratzon and a chefetz to do what is not good. The das is the ratzon. Da'ato lachzor. He has a ratzon to retract. So originally things were done without taiva, and sexual organs didn't have any meaning. It was just like looking at someone's face. But now, after the sin of the eating from the tree, now there's taiva. Now there's raw desire, which is not necessarily within the realm of God's will. Originally everything was naturally good, and now they have taivas. That's what the Achila gave them. That's the very important, very fundamental Ramban, chapter 2, verse 9. And with this we can explain what it says earlier on, Perek Beis, Pesukim Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam Lemor, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Achol Tochel, Umi Eitz Hadas, Tov Ara, Lo Salcha Mimenu, Ki B'yom Achulcha Mimenu, Mos Tamus. God commanded man, saying, from all the fruits of the tree, eat, you should surely eat. Double lashon. And from the Eitz Hadas Tov Ara, you shouldn't eat. Because on the day you eat from it, die, you are going to die. Frek the Arachayim, what is the Kefil HaLashon? What is the double lashon, the totality of Achol Tochel? Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel. Why isn't it enough to say, from all the trees of the garden, you should eat? What's the Achol Tochel? And he also asked why it says most tamus. Why isn't tamus enough? Why most tamus? Chayin Ayin Sham Uba Alshich, who asked, and what it says, Vayitzavetzeh Shal Adam Lemor, God commanded man, Lemor, usually Lemor means to say to somebody else. But here, Adam was being told to himself. He wasn't being told to tell someone else. He was being told himself. So what's the Lemor? So based on what the Ramban that we saw writes, we can say that even though the Ramban says, Al kol ma'aseh ha'adam, all the actions of man were mitzad ha'muchach betoldosav v'lo machmas ratzon, were because he had to do it and not because he had will. It was just his nature. Man was following his basic nature. Klapei ha'achiva me'etz hadat, vis-a-vis the eating from the tree of knowledge, on which he was warned, and he had bechira. Klapei zeh, he had a ratzon, because through the warning not to eat from it, he was forbidden from eating it, and that means that he must have a ratzon, otherwise you wouldn't have an azhara. If he only did naturally what was right, then why was there an azhara not to do something wrong? It must be vis-a-vis that tree there was a ratzon. And the nafkamina is that achila, that's because of the muchrach, that achila, that's done because he's following his nature, just like he's eating now. Mitzad zeh, for the very same reason, he's going to keep eating. For the same reason he's eating now. So the action of eating is not a one-time event, but rather all of the achilos are interconnected. Because for the same reason he's eating now, he's going to eat later. That's muchach betoldosav. That's his innate nature. But when it comes to achilas eitz hadas, that is contingent on his will and his free choice. The fact that he has ratzon and bechira to eat now, the fact that he chooses to eat now does not necessitate that he will choose thus in the future. Rather, in the future, he's going to have a ratzon again to eat. So they're going to be two separate eatings. And that's what it says. Mikol eitz hagan achol tochel, from all the fruits of the from all the trees of the garden, eat you shall eat. In other words, it's going to be eating and eating and eating and eating. There's no ratzon here. The achila is going to be in a mahalach of achol tochel. The multiple eatings are all going to be for the same reason. They're all going to be bunched together. Just like there's achila now, there's going to be tochel. It's going to be achila weiter, because you're just doing what you're doing based on your nature. That's from all the trees of the garden. But me'etz hadas tov v'ra, there lo sochal mimenu, don't eat from it, meaning there's just one eating. It's not going to be a continuous one after the next, because each time, now I have a ratzon, but just because I have a ratzon now doesn't mean I'm going to ratzon later. Our ratzonos are constantly changing, if you'll notice. Sometimes you want this, sometimes you want that. We just go through our bundles of ratzonos, and they're always changing. Sometimes this, sometimes that. So just because I'm eating now doesn't mean I'm eating in the future. So therefore it says, Me'etz hadas tov v'ra lo sochal, a one-time eating, not a chol tochel. Just because I eat now doesn't mean I'm eating in the future. Whereas when it comes to all the trees of the garden, there, it's a double eating, because I'm going to be continuously eating. A chol tochel, I'm going to just keep eating, because that's the nature. So there's the same siva for all the eatings. When it comes to the Eitz Hadas, it's just going to be one eating, because that's my ratzon now, but that doesn't necessitate a ratzon in the future. There's no shaychus, there's no hemshech to my continued eating, so it only says one lashon of eating. And with this we can explain what it says in Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Yotes, and what it says later on in Pasuk Yedbeis, Ve'omer Adam, etc. He nasan lahem eitz ve'ochal. She gave me from the tree and I ate. It says Lashon Asid, because Adam Rishon was saying, I ate now, I'm going to eat in the future. And everybody says, well, what's going on over here? What do you mean? I'm just like I did the Avera now, I'm also going to do the Avera in the future. It sounds very chutzpahdik. So a lot has been said and a lot has been written about this pasuk and this medrash. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. When he says ve'ochal od, he wasn't talking about the Eitz Hadas that was Asur Ba'achila. He was talking about the pe'ula of the Eitz Hadas, which now the Inyan Achila is not together. Till now, it was just a one eating. Nif'al me'ata she'inyan ha'achila lo ye begeder she'lachol tochal ela kol achila nifredet mi'chavirta. It's not a chol tochal. He nasna li min ha'eitz va'ochal. So achalti I ate va'ochal od. But it only says one va'ochal. So the inyan of the achila is not going to be in a chol tochal. Rather, each achila is going to be separate. So Adam Rishon says that even though I ate from the Eitz Hadas and I have ratzon, but mitzadato v'inyano, I'm still on the madrega before the achila. That I don't have any personal desire to eat. All I have is muskalos. And my achila is mitzad hamukhrach. And therefore, it's achol tochal. That's the achalti v'ochal od. Those other Rishon was saying that, yeah, I ate, but I'm going to keep eating. Which means that my eating, even though now is nifal, that I have ratzon, and therefore each achila is separate. But don't think, Adam is saying kivyachol to Hashem, that it's always going to be like this. No. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still in the madrega of achalti v'ochal od, that all of my achilas are bunched together. Not that each achila is going to be a separate achila because now I have ratzon, which is what the Eitz Hadas did. Now he has a ratzon to eat, and then again he's going to have a ratzon to eat, and another because then all eatings are separate. Adam Rishon was saying, all of my achilas should be bunched together. Because I'm still in the madrega of pre-Eitz Hadas. It's his badlist Hashem. Saying, no, it's okay Hashem, I'm still on your team, I'm still on your side. All of my eatings are going to be one. Achalti v'ochal od. I ate, I'm going to eat again. I'm still in the massive of achol tochel. Don't worry about it, I'm still in the world of muskalos. I'm still in the world of where everything is done al pitolada. Everything I'm doing is because that's my nature. And therefore all eatings could be bunched together. Achalti v'ochal od. I ate and I'm going to eat again, like the Medrash says. V'ochal, and I will eat again in the future. Why? Because I'm still in the world where I'm not in the world of Ritzonos. That's what it seems that the Eitz Hadas was Poel. That's what the Eitz Hadas should have been Poel. That now I'm living in the world of Ratzon. So each Achila is a different Achila. But Adam was saying, no, Hashem, I'm still butl to you. I'm still going based on my Teva. And not based on a new ratzon each time. And therefore he said, achalti v'ochalod. Yeah, I ate again, meaning all of it's achol tochel. I'm still in that madrega of doing things al piteva. And don't think that now I'm in the world of ritzonos where I'm doing my own thing and not listening to you. So it's not chutzpah to Hashem, it's batlas. It's nullifying himself to Hashem. Achalti v'ochalod, v'ochal. Now we can also understand by Itzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Leimor. What's the Leimor? Who is he telling it to? So it's not only Isser Veheter that's said in this pasuk. Mikol Eitz Hagan Achol Tochel Umi Eitz Hadas Tovra Lo Socha Mimenu Ki Mocha Minu Mos Tamus. It's not just Isser Veheter in this pasuk. Rather, we're talking about the essence and the form, the nature of the act of eating. And the Isser and the Heter that were said here is teaching us something additional, which is what the Ramban is telling us on the essence of their of other Achilos Mitzad Echad, that it's all done by nature, and the Achilos Eitz Hadas Mitzad Sheni, which is a person's Ratzon. And that's the Lemor. In other words, this Lemor is, Lemor means it's telling us, say it further, it's telling us something else. Lemor is not just this statement. There is, once this statement is made, it should be more to come, more saying to come, to say that this statement is to say something else. So what is this statement telling us that's saying something else? This statement is Isser v'Heter, eat from the Eitz Hagan and don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. But Eitz Hagan achol tochel, eat from the Eitz Hagan. That, what's the Lemor? What's that telling us further? That all the eatings are bunched together because this is done based on Ratzon. And me'etz hadas tovera lo socha mimenu. Eitz hadas, there's one achila. So yes, there's an isser here, don't eat from the eitz hadas, but it's also telling about the nature of achilas. Since it's just one lot sochal, it means that each achila is separate, because each time it's based on a new ratzon, as opposed to mikol eitz hagan achol tochel, which is telling us not only you can eat from all the trees in the garden, but that all of the eatings are considered as one, they're all lumped together, because it's all coming from the same nature of Adam to eat from the trees of the garden. And now we can also understand that it says Mos Tamus. What's this double lashon of Mos Tamus? So yes, if you eat from it, now you're going to have Bechira. And now your actions are not going to be begeder achol tochel, it's just going to be begeder tochel, just one eating, each one's going to be separate, each time based on a new ratzon. But now you're going to have death, which is not bebechira. It's the nature of the world. Like it says in Avos, akor chatameis. So misa now is going to be a davar muchrach v'tivi. So each death is not a davar bifnei atzma. It's a mahalach tamidi. We said that the double lashon means it's constantly going to happen this way. It's not each time something new. So you have the achot ochel, and you have the lot ochel, but if you're over on the lot ochel, then you're going to have a mos tamus. All the deaths are going to be b'teva. It's not going to be something out of the ordinary. Just all the deaths are going to be for the same reason. Now man has death. That's going to be his nature. Just like achot ochel means nature, so too mos tamus is going to be the nature. And that's what it says in Bereishis Rabbah. Mos Tamusun, Misa L'Adam, Misa L'Chava, Misa L'Toldosav. In other words, it's not just an onesh. Because if it's an onesh, where do the toldos get in here? All the descendants. It's just a mitzias. He eats. That's going to be now the mitzias of the world. And people are going to die. Mos Tamusun. And that's also our Mos Tamus. And now that's going to be the nature, one after the next. It's all bunched together. All the deaths are for the same reason. Because that's now the nature of man, that man has to die. Okay, so we still have a long road to go on to continue explaining these psukim ba'ofen nifla bi'yoser. And B'ritzos Hashem Darkenu, I'm hoping very much that God gives us the life, the simchas chayim, and the koach, and the financial means to continue. And hopefully we will do so in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.